order to play with this record...
Wait, is this me?
...tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
Are we about to go live? 2, 3, 4, hit! Wait, is this happening? Okay, here we go.
You are now listening to DJ EJ.
Okay, that's definitely me. Good morning and happy Thursday to all of you out there in this beautiful, beautiful day. We're just absorbing all of the fantastic weather, and it's kind of feeling a little bit like a Friday, but I'm not mad at that either. You are back in tune with the Morning Buzz. I am your host, DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson. And I am excited because we've got a very special guest in the studio with us. Please help me welcome one of the USO's very own volunteers, Specialist Jeremy Smith, who's in the building. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing this morning?
Not too bad, other than kind of just falling all over my words this morning. Other than that, not too bad at all. It is a beautiful day. I was actually sharing with our audience earlier. Early this morning, it was uber foggy, and now it seems like the morning is finally clearing up a little bit, and so it's turning out to be a really nice day.
Yeah, no, it was a beautiful walk over here this morning.
Yeah, I love that. I love that so very much, and I'm kind of excited because it's been a while since we've caught up with the USO, so I know there's just so much going on, and I, for one, cannot wait to get into it. So for those of you that are tuning in, make sure you continue to keep it here. While it's still a Thursday, we're going to treat it a lot like a Friday, and for me personally, I just can't wait to get into the weekend, so we're going to continue to enjoy the good tunes. When we come back, we're going to be talking about what has been keeping the USO oh so busy, and as well, we're going to give a nod over to the USO volunteers as well, because what's the organization without those who are kind enough to take the time out to make the very best experiences for everybody in the military community? So make sure you continue to stay tuned. There is a lot more to cover during this hour. Here is Luther Vandross with Never Too Much on 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you, America's best.
I can't feel myself, I don't want nobody else to ever love me.
That was Cardi B and Bruno Mars with Please Me. And for those of you that are just tuning in to the Morning Buzz, of course, I'm your host, DJ EJ, and I'm here with the wonderful USO volunteer specialist, Jeremy Smith, who's in the building. Good morning again. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, Sigonella. Ahoy, hoy. How's everybody doing?
It's great to have you, especially on such a fantastic day as this. I can't get over just how beautiful it is. And when I first came in to the station, it was so crazy this morning, even just getting here. I think the trek getting to the station was wild. And then when I finally settled in, of course, in the dark studio, I look outside and I'm like, why is it so beautiful out there? I feel like it's the world's biggest secret. And yet the day is still absolutely gorgeous. So, but as always, it's great to have you here in the studio. We've got so much to talk about when it comes to the world of the USO. One of them being, of course, that it's Thursday. We got to talk about troop time. There's no better way to approach a Thursday without addressing troop time.
Troop time is the USO's Friday Eve.
Yeah.
A nice little break before you go into the weekend. So today, every Thursday actually, but today specifically starting at 11:30, we will start serving lunch open to all service members, US, non-US, civilian contractors, doesn't matter. It's open to everybody. And you can come down, basically just get out of the office, get a free meal. Today we'll be doing a nacho bar.
Mm.
All the fixings, all the toppings, we'll have drinks.
Yeah.
And you guys can come by and chill in the USO, get out of the office, enjoy a free meal. There will be a Smash Bros. Tournament going on. We need help, Sigonella.
Yes.
Chief Folds is dominating it, and we need somebody to take him out.
Look
okay?
at that.
So please come and support so we can take this chief down.
Look at that. He's got to be pretty good at it. I mean, if he's to the point at which you're like, I need to start soliciting people to help.
I'm recruiting help to take this man
challenge
down.
Challenge him, right?
Yes.
No, that is amazing. He's got to be really good at Smash Brothers.
He's actually really good.
Yeah.
Him and a couple of other people that come in are really good, and I see them and I was like, I'm just gonna sit here on my phone.
Unbelievable.
I don't need to play.
You know, we were talking during the break, and we were talking about kind of how the sailors kind of spend their downtime, right? So when we're not actively involved in operations and exercises, some people choose to kind of take to either Smash Brothers or Mario Kart. And I remember at my old command, that was kind of the deal. So after we got done with maybe a 14-16 hour day, they would still have the energy to start challenging one another in the space and say, you know what, what? Let's do a little Mario Kart. And yeah. I'm like, I don't know how you guys managed it.
I thought I was good at Mario Kart, and then I started playing against Sailors, and I was like, maybe this game just isn't for me.
It's one of those things. Sailors have a really great way of unlocking a new level of gaming, and I will just literally never understand it.
No, it takes a lot of dedication.
It does. It really does. It's plenty hours. We were putting out in our previous hour that we've actually got Aetna Comic Con that's happening on Friday, May 30th. So for those of you that are interested and you're big gamers, you love just animation, especially Japanese animation, it's just there's always something for everyone, you know. And so Smash Brothers is really no different.
No, I went to the Comic Con 2 years ago, I think. They had like a little pop up at Porta di Catania at the mall.
Nice. Okay.
Wow.
Really?
They filled up the whole little atrium area next to the food court.
Uh-huh.
There were so many vendors. There were so many people dressed up. And I was like, wow, everybody, no matter where you're at, everybody loves anime.
They really do. Isn't it something?
It
is really crazy. Yeah, it absolutely is. I have been, and while I'm not a huge like Comic-Con like person, I'm sorry, I feel like I shouldn't put that out on the air because we've got so many like diehard Comic-Con fans. But for me, it's really more my husband. It's more his thing.
Yeah.
And so I will go in support of him. And so when we went, he was dressed as Superman, and I was like Supergirl. And
there
so we just went out there and had a blast. And it's so much fun. For those of you that haven't been, even if you're not a huge fan of anime, you don't have to be, because once you kind of get immersed in that world, there's nothing like it.
No.
It really isn't. Honestly, I can't think of one event that I've been to that amounts to Comic-Con. And so I think this one that's taking place on Friday the 30th is going to be phenomenal. So for all you gamers out there, or if you're just a fan of the cinema or just traditional Japanese animation, I think you're going to love it. I really, really do. So, but yes, I think there are going to be some people out there that's going to accept the challenge of challenging your chief in Smash Brothers.
Good.
So
Thank
I think that's
you.
Going to be that's going to work out exceedingly well. Okay, perfect. So now we've kind of covered troop time. So can you tell us what time does troop time take place today?
So troop time will take place today. We will start serving at 11:30. We try and start exactly at 11:30 because sometimes the line gets really long.
Mm.
You show up at 11:40, we might be out of food.
Look at
so
that. Wow,
if you guys
fast.
Get there early, that's fine. Come chill in the USO Center. Come play some games. Just unwind and scroll on your phone. But we will start serving lunch at 11:30, typically until 12:30 or until we just run out of food.
Right. Okay.
And even once the food's gone, you guys are more than welcome to stay.
Yeah.
To, you know, take this chief down.
Like, I cannot expound upon that one enough. No, that's really good. And it's very good to know for those of you that kind of pull up right around noon wondering, well, I wonder what happened to all the food. So it's really good information to know ahead of time. So for those of you that are going to be hungry, I would plan for your appetite early on is to make sure you get in there at 11:30 for troop time so you can take advantage of the great meals that they have to offer. The USO is incredible when it comes to that. In addition to volunteering, they are great when it comes to feeding our military community.
That is one thing that it's an exciting time because we get to figure out as the volunteers, like, okay, what are we going to serve today? Is it going to be chili dogs again? Are we going to budget to do something a little more crazier? I think a couple of weeks ago we did tacos.
Look at that.
That line was to the parking lot.
I bet it was wild.
And it was just nonstop. Hi, do you want cheese with that?
Exactly.
Do you want chicken or beef?
It's one of those things where it's like, it's never ending. When you start featuring things like nachos and tacos, it's just, you never see the end of that line, ever. People are always going to be in support of those staple food items. So that is tremendous that the USO offers that.
Yep.
I think it is pretty incredible. So for those of you that are very interested in getting a little bite to eat on this afternoon, let me tell you something. The USO is phenomenal when it comes to these things. Not to mention, you get a chance to meet and greet with some other military members and other people throughout the community. So it's just something to take advantage of, right? So it's today at 11:30, troop time. Here is Panic at the Disco with Hey Look Ma, I Made It.
All my life been hustling, and tonight is my appraisal.
And that was Chris Brown featuring Lil Wayne, Gimme That. And you are in the studio with DJ EJ, and we've got specialist Jeremy Smith. I don't know why I keep doing this today. Specialist Jeremy Smith, the USO volunteer. We've been talking about all the happenings within the USO. For those of you that are interested, and probably stomachs are growling, troop time is happening today. So you definitely want to make sure that you're one in the number by 11:30. And can you tell us, for those who may not be as familiar, where are you located?
So the USO is located on NAS2 over by the air terminal. So when you come into the gate, you take that first right by the roundabout, and then it's the immediate first left. There's a big parking lot. You could park by the bank or the post office. You could park in the parking lot by the USO. And they're inside of the terminal next to where you would go to check in your bags and stuff for a flight.
Nice. Very nice. Okay. So if you're interested, and let me tell you, USO is great when it comes to these types of things, right? So just make sure that you're one in the number and you get there early enough so that you can be fed and just have a really great time during the working day, right? So now we're shifting gears just a little bit from troop time. We're talking about something. This is very interesting because when you said the title, I was like, okay, I really got to stick around for this. We're talking about a Memorial Day appreciation drop. Is that right? Did I say
yes.
that right?
Yes, you
okay,
did.
Okay, can you tell us, what is the Memorial Day appreciation drop?
So the Memorial Day appreciation drop, just like any other Appreciation Day drop that the USO does, is a chance for the USO to just basically show appreciation to a command. Commanders, chiefs, whomever can reach out to the USO. Hey, here's our command. We have so many people. We'd like an appreciation drop. And the USO sometimes will come by and just bring coffee or snacks. Summertime's coming up. I know last year, the year before last, they drove around and just delivered popsicles to people. They've delivered little goodie bags with snacks, little Rice Krispie treats and stuff before. But for Memorial Day specifically, they will just be driving around base to the service members who are working. Not really 100% sure what we're dropping off this time, but
yeah, it's a surprise,
but it's just a little appreciation. Hey, it's Memorial Day. Some people have to work on a holiday, and it's what we signed up for as military service members, but it does suck sometimes to work on when everybody else is chilling at the beach. So the USO will drive around. We will drop off little goodie bags, little snacks for people just to, hey, thank you for, you know, working. It's not like it was an option, but thank you for being here working and stuff. If commands want to reach out to the USO, you guys can go into the center to request an Appreciation Day drop. I believe they do them once a month. Or you can call the DSN at 6377 and speak with Hajir or Casey to pick a date and have the USO come by and drop something off.
That is so incredibly thoughtful. And I love when people think of other people to that point, because it is one of those things where it's like, oh man, you know, everybody's off, you know, and I've got to work on this day. And while we do volunteer to do that, it is amazing that you have other service members that are thinking about you and saying, hey, we really want to make your day. You know, you deserve to be able to enjoy this day and be recognized as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is pretty tremendous. I look at it like this is kind of almost like it's like Christmas in May, which I think is pretty amazing, because who doesn't want to be thought of? You know what I mean?
It's the little gestures that just either help you finish the rest of your shift, maybe you just got on shift, or just gives you a better outlook on the day.
Right. And it does really go a long way. So I can't tell you how much I really appreciate things like that, because whenever I hear about it, even at my previous command, there would be little initiatives that we would put forth to let people know somebody here is thinking about you, so much so that we want to impact your working day in a really great way.
Yeah.
Something that we loved doing, and we couldn't really do it, but it was more so if we knew that somebody was working on that day, we'd be like, you know what, let's see if maybe we can just kind of bring them maybe like a bottled water or something. Nothing too crazy, but something just enough to where it kind of brightens their day a little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
It gives you a moment to sit there, and maybe you're in here working by yourself. Somebody comes by on the weekend, gives you a chance to talk to somebody. Just, hey, how are you doing? Oh, I'm doing good.
Thank
you very much. Yeah.
Right. Just really making the most of it. And that's really what it takes, is our military members looking out for one another. And that is just one of the greatest things, because essentially we're all just really one team, one fight when you
one
think
big
about
family.
It across the branches.
Yep.
And I think that is really tremendous what the USO is doing. And as part of the community, I can't thank you enough for that, because I love when I hear people doing really great things for others, because that's what it takes to impact the community. And I always led with this mindset of building the kind of community that you want.
Yeah.
So if there are things that you want to see out there in the world, there's a way to manifest that. And sometimes it's just a matter of being the one to initiate it. So if you don't see those things, it's probably because you were the one that was created to bring it to light. So that's just kind of a little motto that I live by. If I don't see it, I might as well build it, right?
Yeah. And it doesn't take a lot. It might take the smallest things, just saying hey to somebody.
Exactly, exactly. And it is those small things. We have our national days that we put out quite often, and some of them might be like National Smile at a Stranger Day, National Make Your Neighbor's Day, you know, something just really incredible. Even the smallest efforts really do go a long way. So the USO does a really great job when it comes to that. So you guys are always thinking about us, though, in everything that you guys do, from feeding us to entertaining us. This is just something that you guys do on the daily. So we definitely appreciate it so very much.
No problem. And I'll make sure Hajir swings by AFN to
do
an appreciation drop for you guys.
She will be the appreciation drop. We're like, just come on through, Hajir. We would love to have you.
We'll make sure to bring plenty of snacks and candies.
And the Rice Krispie treats, because I heard that earlier, too. Yes, I'm definitely holding you guys to that Rice Krispie treat.
Too easy.
So for all of our listeners, make sure that you connect with the USO. They do some incredible things in our community, one of them being the Military Appreciation Drop, right? So if you want to take advantage of that, you can reach out to them directly. And whether you want to stop by and get something to eat, or if you just want to be appreciated, or you'd like your command to be appreciated, reach out directly to the USO so that they can help make your experience that much sweeter. We're going to continue to keep the sounds going. Here's Lil Jon, E-40, and Sean Paul with Snappy Fingers on 105.9.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Hey!
It's boy Lil Jon.
And we are back. Okay, so for those of you that are just tuning in to the Morning Buzz, I am so excited. We've got the USO here in the building with us, Specialist Jeremy Smith. And we've been talking about everything. Comic-Con, we've been talking about Troop Time. It's been all over the place. Smash Brothers, you name it, we've been discussing it. And then we've also talked about the appreciation drop. For those of you that may be interested, you can reach out directly to the USO if that's something you would like to see happen within your command. And so now we're going to be talking about something that is very near and dear to every organization, particularly with the USO. It's volunteers. So let's talk a little bit about the volunteers of the USO.
Yeah, so volunteering at the USO, volunteers at the USO, they come in. This is a special type of installation where you happen to have all branches, different nations that come to volunteer and to give back to the local community. And it's just a great time to get to know different people, talk about different jobs, talk about different rates, how is your day going, and just network, connect. I know there's people aren't just their uniforms. People do things outside. People DJ. People, we have photographers. We have graphic designers and stuff. All of that stuff that people do on the personal side, you can come to the USO and volunteer, but maybe not necessarily volunteer the way some volunteers would. If you're a photographer, you can come by and volunteer at the events by just taking pictures for the USO. If you have any graphic designs or whatever, you can come by and help the USO make flyers or help the USO make invites or printouts or, you know, different kind of marketing tools that the USO can use for the upcoming events or whatever. If you don't really have anything like that, you are still welcome to come volunteer. You can easily go online, fill out the application. Once the application's filled out, then you will come into the center for orientation, either with myself, Casey, or Hajir. And after your orientation's completed, I think there's like two videos you have to watch on the app. Mm-hmm. Once that's done and your application's approved, you can come volunteer. There's center support, there's local events either on Mayor and I, on NAS1, on NAS2, like the appreciation drop, where you come by, you volunteer for a couple of hours, just helping out the community. Appreciation drop, if people volunteer for that, you'll meet up at the center, you'll help make some goodie bags, and you'll ride around base with Hajir or Casey just delivering stuff to commands and getting to see the little things that the USO does bring big impact or big smiles to the service members here on base.
Right, right. And let me say this, because one of the things that it kind of makes me think about that the USO does a really, really great job at is it's always those little things that are so unexpected, and then that's when the USO kind of comes in. Not to mention, you guys have such an incredible presence throughout the community. Every event that takes place here on base, the USO is always front line and center, which is huge. And I used to work as a USO volunteer myself. And let me just say, it is a very flexible schedule. Like, it really does work around your schedule. So if one day does not work out for you, or if you're thinking, maybe I can just give maybe an hour or two here and there, and it really does work around your schedule. And so they're very careful to make sure that they make those shifts available so that people can come in and volunteer, really.
Yeah.
And then that way you can make an impact on someone else's life on your schedule, and that's what's huge.
Yeah. I mean, we're service members first. Our job comes first, and they know that 100%. If you do volunteer and say you sign up for an event, today's Thursday, you sign up for an event tomorrow, and you get told, hey, you have to come into work, hey, we're working late today, whatever reason you can't make it, just shoot them a text message. Go on the app. You can unregister yourself for that and just give them a heads up. Hey, sorry, work came up. They completely understand. It's very beneficial for them to have as many volunteers as possible, but they do understand that work comes first.
Right.
So if you want to come volunteer, maybe you have an hour during your lunch break, there's center support at all times. Even if it's not listed on the schedule, swing by the USO and be like, hey, do you guys need anything? Yeah, you know, if you don't mind watching the center for an hour, I can go get lunch. Or I have a meeting in 10 minutes. I can go prepare for that if you don't mind staying here just for an hour. Thank
right.
you. And
yeah.
the little bit of time, it doesn't have to be a lot of time. It doesn't have to be 10 minutes.
Exactly.
It just helps them out. So that way they have other things they have to do. But the center can still be open to provide services and to provide refreshments and just a quiet place for people to come and relax.
I love that. So for those of you that would love to participate with the USO, you can always visit their website, uso.org, and you can actually register directly through the site. You can take advantage of the volunteer orientation. It doesn't take long to go through it at all, and before long, you will be on the schedule, and you can volunteer with the USO. Not to mention, you can even place that on your eval. So for those of you that are looking for another opportunity to showcase those leadership skills, this is a great way to do so. Here is Tupac and Dr. Dre with California Love on 105.9.